USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to address violent crime on Wednesday in a speech that will include discussing the alarming rise in homicides. The administration set to unveil an anti-crime policy which will focus on gun violence. As far as what he believes is the issue, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig tells Fox News,
"No, we don't have a gun problem in the country. What we have is a criminal problem, and we need to address that."
Fed Chair Jerome Powell thinks the United States labor market should gradually improve over the coming months.
"Conditions in the labor market have continued to improve, although the pace has been uneven. The unemployment rate remained elevated in May at 5.8%, and this figure understates the shortfall in employment."
Powell testifying in a House hearing on Tuesday, stressing that hiring is up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Accenture. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace, many are wondering, what do employees actually want? According to the latest report from Accenture, 83% of people say a hybrid model is optimal, where individuals will have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. This report, titled "The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere," found that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on-site or a combination of the two, as the hybrid workplace emerges. Christy Smith, Senior Managing Director and Global Lead of Talent and Organization, Human Potential at Accenture.
There's a pattern emerging in the post-pandemic workforce, the productive anywhere worker. As responsible leaders, we need to pivot the future of work dialogue to not just be about location, but to also address what drives the productivity, health, and resilience of our people.
To find out more, visit Accenture.com.
COVID-19 protocols are continuing to be released for the upcoming Olympics.
When the Olympic Games begin next month, there will be some fans in the stands. Organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues with a maximum capacity of 10,000, while foreign supporters have already been banned from the Games. Officials did leave the option to bar fans again open if COVID cases rise. Japan is still dealing with a large number of infections and low numbers of vaccinations, as critics have called for the Games to be canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's is coming out with its first ever loyalty program next month. The fast food giant announcing it will launch on July 8th in the United States. Customers can get 100 points for each dollar they spend at McDonald's. How much it costs to redeem a reward depends on the item. Hash browns cost 1,500 points, while a Big Mac will set somebody back 6,000 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The National Association of Realtors saying the median price for an existing home topped $350,000 in May. That's over a 23.6% jump from May of last year. The association also noting prices went up in every region. A Colorado mayor is nixing the Pledge of Allegiance at town hall meetings.
Shane Furman, the mayor of Silverton, Colorado, announced at a trustee meeting last week that the Pledge of Allegiance will be suspended. Attendees had a different idea.
I'm sorry, but the two of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd note that that's out of order, and we did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden set to address the nation regarding the surge in crime across the United States. New York Republican Congressman John Cato believes all this began when the Defund the Police movement started last summer.
We need to refund police, not defund them. And look what's going on in Portland, for example. Shootings are up over 100%. Murders are up 566% since they started the defund police movement. If they think that they're just going to pass a few gun laws and everything's going to be fine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.